I think we've heard enough Earth-based stories for today. Let's take Saturn for a spin. This week, researchers announced they had precisely determined the length of a day on Saturn. NPR's Jeff Broomfield reports they hope this will teach them more about the past of the ringed planet.
Planets spin, and a day is simply how long it takes to spin all the way around. Revit Helad is a planetary scientist at Tel Aviv University in Israel. She says it's easy to measure a day from space.
You can, identify a mountain or a stone or whatever it is, and just check how long it takes it to come back, and that will be, one day.
On Earth, one rotation takes 24 hours. Actually, 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds, if you want to be precise. And Helad does want to be precise, because that's her job. Which brings us to Saturn. It has those pretty rings, but the planet itself is a beige ball of gas. Its surface is covered in clouds. You can't see any landmarks. So, when the Voyager spacecraft first flew by in the 1980s, it estimated the day using the planet's magnetic field.
The number was 10 hours, 39 minutes.
Then, in 2004, another mission arrived at Saturn and measured a different value.
They found a rotation period of 10 hours and 45 minutes.
6 minutes makes a big difference. The speed at which Saturn's rocky core rotates determines how fast the winds blow above. It also changes estimates of the giant planet's internal structure.
If you want to understand, giant planet formation and the origin of the solar system, these 10 minutes or 6 minutes are actually quite crucial.
So Helad and her colleagues set out to make a better estimate of Saturn's day. They measured the planet's gravitational pull, combined that with estimates of the core's density, and did some very tricky statistical analysis.
It's tough, the concept is not, it's a bit complicated, I'm sorry.
But the bottom line, published in the journal Nature, a day on Saturn is 10 hours, 32 minutes, and 45 seconds. Helad eventually wants to use the technique to learn the length of days on planets outside our solar system, though she adds she'll need quite a few Earth days to figure out exactly how to make it work. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.